We sing the song of the saints of God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today is All Saints Sunday, the Feast of All Saints, one of the seven principal feasts of the Church, and the only feast in the prayer book allowed to be celebrated on its sixth day of November 1st, in addition to the Sunday following. It's very closely linked to the Feast of All Souls for the faithful departed, celebrated on November 2nd. But the tone changes a bit. If you were here Wednesday when we celebrated the Feast for the departed, the altar was adorned in black, as well as the vestments. Black, the color of grief and mourning, the color of love. Today we use gold, the color used at weddings and Christmas and Easter, because today is a day of celebration, as we remember the lives of the saints. In a sense, this is the day that we practice their memory. That is one of the most beautiful phrases of religious language, isn't it? To practice a memory. And what is it to practice a memory? I think at times of funerals, memorial service, we have a transition that takes place, and we know it well, do we not? From practicing nourishing a relationship with someone we love and know to practicing a memory. A memory is not the same as a relationship. And the distance between the two, the gap, is what we call mourning and grief and loss. But a memory is important. It is a holy and sacred thing to practice a memory. So how do we practice a memory? I know a dear friend of mine whose mother died and every few weeks, he said, he visits the cemetery. It's not too far from his home. He said he gets dressed and he drives to the cemetery. And he goes with great expectation that something amazing will happen. But he says, I get there and it's just awkward. I shift my weight from foot to foot. I pick up some twigs, but I don't have prayers memorized. I don't talk. And then in my awkwardness, I go back to my car. And I go home, and in a few weeks, I go all over again back to the cemetery. I want to say to him, but in your awkwardness, you practice the memory of your mother and others there that you know and you love. We practice the memory in various ways. Some of the most beautiful music ever composed in this world is composed to practice the memory of loved ones. Some of the most beautiful art and just beauty, that ceremony and ritual that we have. Just look at this church. Built on the person, the love of Jesus Christ, but very closely linked to that. It practiced the memory, hundreds of memories, of people who have gone before us. Just look at the memorial plaques and all the gifts. Some are the famous people, like Rex Harris and Edwin Booth. But some are to those who have long been forgotten. I think of Walter Griffin. There's a beautiful plaque in the St. Joseph of Arimathea Chapel to Walter Griffin, who died in 1907. He was the mail carrier of this church for 35 years. And it's written that he was fairly grumpy a lot of the time. But he loved the place. And he was a saint. He brought light to it. Because that's really what the saints do. It's like the little girl in Sunday school, when asked by her Sunday school teacher, who are the saints? She said, she didn't know. But she remembered the windows of the church and the people. She said, the saints are the people who live the light in the church. And think about it, in the church and in our lives. So Walter Griffin lit the light in the church. Minnie Fisk, her plaque's right next to Will Rogers back there. And we don't know who she is now, but she was one of the most famous actresses in the late 1800s, the early 20th century. But also, long before it was popular or known, she was what we would call today an animal activist, because she worked for humane methods to herd cattle. And the women who wore the big plumes in their head were making the birds that gave the plumes extinct. So she worked to the end of that, for the end of that use, to great success. I think of Edward Cox, who died in 1918, a boy squire, and an acolyte. He died hardly grown on the battlefield in World War I in France. And you pass this plaque in the narthex as you come in, now all faded. And so many others have long since been forgotten to this world. But because our faith is not individualistic, we remember not only people dear to us in our hearts, but all those who have ever lived We practice their presence through our ritual, through our music, through our art, through all that we can gather. We practice the memory. And how long have people done this? Well, since time immemorial, as long as we've had the capacity to love another person and to have a love for God. Certainly for all of Christianity, but officially, universally in the church, it was an official feast only in the year 609 or 610, when Pope Boniface IV transformed the Pantheon in Rome into a church, dedicating to the Mary, the Mother of God, and all holy martyrs. The date was May 13th because of its close proximity to Easter. But just not even a century later, it was Gregory III to transfer the date to November 1st, partly because there wasn't food enough procured in Rome to feed all the pilgrims pouring into the city. It was that popular. And moved it then to the fixed date of November 1st, where it is today. And then he extended the date to include not just the martyrs, but all saints, known and unknown, dead and alive. And again, from then until now, it's been so popular. Why is it so popular? Because human beings love biography. That's why we love gossip, isn't it? You start gossiping, but your ears perk up. Well, conversely, when we talk about the lives of the saints and people maybe who were far from perfect, but found a way in their life to love Jesus, found a way in their life to live these Beatitudes that we read in every feast of all saints, we perk up and we become more and more desirous to be like them, to be like the saints. So we practice the memory in so many ways. I remember as a young priest visiting this, I wasn't even ordained yet, I think. I was sent to visit a nursing home. And this woman was 100 years old. That was quite something. And at the end, I said, well, let's offer a prayer. She said, well, I'm not standing up or not. She says, I kneel for my prayers. Well, getting her down on her knees took about half an hour. But she, why? Because her grandmother's harder to do it. She, without even knowing, was practicing the memory of her grandmother every time she knelt to pray. I heard that the Queen Mother never, even at 100 years old, always knelt to say her prayers before her bed at night. In what ways do you practice the memory of people you've loved, the people who taught you about Jesus? Because today is the day that we do that. In a way, it's coincidence, it's not by design. I'm grateful that All Saints is close proximity to Thanksgiving. Because in a way, All Saints, the Feast of All Saints, is the church's Thanksgiving. And we do that today. So today, through our liturgy and song and prayers, and that very presence, the way we dress, and the way we come, online or in person, we sing a song of the saints of God. And we pray this as the children's hymn that we sang before the sermon. We say, God, help me to be one too. Amen.